It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, February 6th, 2024. Well, first of all, profound apologies for yesterday's mix-up where I accidentally aired Monday's Ship Report again instead of Tuesday's report. So what I have to say about this is that it was a clear case of operator error, and the operator being me. So today I would like to air the proper report that should have aired yesterday, because I will be answering a listener question. And so, of course, there were listeners tuning in yesterday just to hear the answer to their question, and they didn't get to hear it, so apologies to them as well. I thought I would start out today with some marine weather, like we usually do, and a bit of ship traffic info, and then answer this listener question for reals today. It's from a dear friend of mine named Archie, who had an interesting question about the weather, about sunsets and sunrises, to be specific. So we'll get to that in a minute. Here's a quick look at today's marine weather. Well, we have a high-pressure system that's been offshore that is now weakening as low pressure approaches our area from the northwest today and passes to the south. High pressure returns, then, through the end of the week. We have a small craft advisory in effect from this afternoon through late tonight, and southeast winds today, 5 to 10 knots veering to the west in the afternoon, wind waves from the southeast 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the west 2 feet at 4 seconds in the afternoon, west swells 9 feet at 15 seconds, and a chance of rain. And in today's ship schedule, inbounders, we have the Federal Innoko arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She'll be picking up soda ash upriver. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 9:30 a.m. and be in Vancouver by about 3:30 this afternoon. The Star Java arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She could have wind turbine parts on board. She will pass Astoria about 8:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about maybe 2:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning. And the Panagia Stenyan is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in Astoria's Anchorage by 10 p.m. In our outbounders, we have the Nord Nanami leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Thai Strength is leaving Longview, petcoke on board, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. The Daiwan Fortune is leaving Portland carrying wheat, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. And the Jimmy T is leaving Kalama carrying wheat, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And the Begonia is leaving Portland carrying soda ash, leaving around 7 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 a.m. on Thursday. In our Astoria anchorages, we have a lot of ships there. Three of them are heading upriver. First one is one with an unusual name called the African Oxpecker. And this is the name of a real African bird that has a symbiotic relationship with the rhinoceros and sits on its back and picks off little bugs and things and keeps the rhinoceros free of bugs, and the bird gets to eat. So that's kind of an interesting story about a real bird. She is heading to the Vancouver Anchorage to pick up wheat, and she'll be leaving around 1 a.m. from the Astoria Anchorage and be in Vancouver by about 7 a.m. The Ruby Confidence is headed to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll be leaving around 2 a.m. and in Kalama by about 7 a.m. And the Ripley Prosperity is heading to Kalama to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 1 p.m. and be in Kalama by 6 p.m. Well, today I'd like to answer a listener question about the weather, and about an old nautical saying that you may have heard, and whether it's true or not. This question came from Archie, an Astoria resident. But to do full disclosure on this question, I have to say that Archie is actually a very astute and very intelligent Great Pyrenees, and this question was actually sent in by his human parents, Roger and Jan. But I know that Archie thinks deep thoughts of many kinds, and so I'm not surprised to get this question from him. Archie says that he sees a lot of red sunsets here and was wondering about them, which leads me to his question. Archie asked about this famous saying, "Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning." So it says that if you see a red sunset, good weather will follow. If you see a red sky in the morning at sunrise, bad weather could be on the way. This saying is actually really, really old. The concept of red sky at night, shepherd's delight, and red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning, first appears in the Bible in the book of Matthew. As it turns out, there is a scientific basis to it. This saying is most reliable in places where weather systems predominantly come from the west, as they do here. Most of our weather comes to us off the ocean. The colors that we see in the sky are due to the rays of sunlight being split into the colors of the spectrum as they pass through the atmosphere and kind of bounce off water vapor and particles in the atmosphere. The amounts of water vapor and dust particles in the atmosphere are good predictors of weather conditions. They also determine which colors we see in the sky. A red sky appears when dust and small particles are trapped in the atmosphere by high pressure. This scatters blue light, leaving only red light in the sky. High pressure is usually associated with sunny skies. So a red sky at sunset means high pressure is moving in from the west, so therefore the next day is likely to be dry and pleasant. However, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning, means that the red sky is now in the east and has passed through where you are, and so a high-pressure weather system may have already moved to the east from the west, likely making way for a wet and windy low-pressure system. And we certainly know that when we do have sunny weather here, it's not long before it's followed by a storm spinning its way through our region. During sunrise and sunset, the sun is low in the sky, and it transmits light through the thickest part of the atmosphere. A red sky suggests an atmosphere loaded with dust and moisture particles. We see the red because red wavelengths, they are the longest ones in the color spectrum, are breaking through the atmosphere. The shorter wavelengths, such as blue, are scattered and broken up, so we don't end up seeing them. When we see a red sky at night, this means that the setting sun is sending its light through a high concentration of dust particles. This usually indicates high pressure, as I said, and stable air coming in from the west. And so that means basically good weather, at least, is likely to follow. Another interesting fact here is that a morning sky that is a deep, fiery red can indicate that there's high water content in the atmosphere. So that could be another indicator that rain could be on the way. So, Archie, you can take comfort in the fact that this old saying is indeed based in fact. And you can make your plans accordingly when you see a red sunset or a red sunrise. But just in case, it doesn't hurt to look at the weather forecast too. Information in this report came in part from the UK Met Office, that's England's Meteorological Office, and the US Library of Congress. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.